Hi, this is Peter Graves, and welcome back to our continuing coverage of the FIS Calendar Conference from Varna, Bulgaria. And we now have Vigard Olvang from Norway, chairman of FIS Cross Country Committee. Vigard, we've sat through 3 days of, I think, really, really good meetings. One thing that it was interesting to me that you particularly pointed out, and this wasn't about World Cup or Olympic skiing, the need to really pay attention to the next generations of cross country skiers, the young people. We had some strong presentations from about developing more skiers for the future. I think it's something you're passionate about.
Definitely. Without a new generation of young skiers in many nations, also in order to be cross-country need to be live on TV in Europe. We will probably not be there in the overseas for a long time, but in Europe we need to be live on TV. That's what's carry the whole product, what we have. What we see from the last three seasons, that we have a decrease in figures. And we know that it's directly comes directly from weaker results from some nations, especially Germany and Poland. Mm-hmm. And those are the biggest nation in Europe. That's where our sponsors are. That's where we find the money to finance the whole business. So, and I also get reports from the work with the juniors and with the young skiers that there are less recruitment. That concerns me a lot. Not for the, it's no crisis for the upcoming few years, but in 5 to 10 years, we should also survive. We should have young skiers. We should have new, as I said, many good racers in many nations. That was the best guarantee to be live on TV in Europe for the future. So we have addressed some cases to what FIS can do. Of course, most of the job must be done in the federations, but from SIS side, we have not had a proposal here which we should a little bit better sharing of the accommodation money and the travel costs to more nations. We see that as much as 29% of the accommodation and travel money goes to one nation, mm-hmm. my nation.
Yes.
And I think it's fair that we share this money in more nations. It is important money for many nations because they really fight to survive, to send actually racers to the World Cup. And then, secondly, what concerns me is the actually a development that's gone over 10 years. It's the increase of the budget that goes to boxing. It is a part of skiing that doesn't actually give anything to the media, to the pay. It's a fight. So more of the competition is actually transferred from the track to the boxing cabins, which is a development that is really difficult to address. But we have to do it. We have to, I think, reduce the size of the boxing teams and spend more money on young skiers than on boxing on World Cup level. We have seen to hear this meeting protests, like, of course, from coaches and servicemen who has been here. They don't like that we try to stop the development, but I think we have to. And we know that other sports have done it. In Alpine, all this cost is paid by the industry, and the industry have a stricter budgeting rules, so they have done it internally. And we also know from Formula One that they have common agreement of reducing costs for the, I would say, also the service teams. So this is questions that we have to come back to. We have started the discussions here. It's been good discussions. We will come back to it in next meeting in Zurich, and of course also next year. So it takes time in FIS to come to final conclusions, but the discussion has started.
Yeah, and I mean, the whole committee is very open-minded about this stuff. I mean, maybe solutions are not reached today, but they will over a period of time. This program airs in the U.S. and Canada. I just want to ask you for a quick comment about everybody's excited about the tour coming to Canada this year, the culmination of a lot of work going back. I remember hearing about this when we were all in Vancouver at the Olympic Games, that this was percolating through, and now we're on the cusp of actually having this happen.
Yeah, I'm very, very happy. As you said, the idea was born during the Olympics in 2010, and I'm really impressed by the work by the Canadians, how they have actually struggled. We know that there is a much huge step for the overseas countries to organize a World Cup, because they don't have the deals with the TV production companies as we have. They have to pay for all the production. Because you don't broadcast cross-country normally live there. It's much more expensive. Canadians have made it. We know also that they have very good skiers for the moment, a good recruitment. So I mean, this is the best contribution that actually the ski community, FIS, can do for cross-country overseas. Now, I hope it has brings good consequences for the future, that we will have even more recruitments, even more good skiers from overseas. We need that. We should be a worldwide sport. We are too much European oriented. 90% of the question dealt with here is concerning Europe. Mm-hmm. So that's what I'm so happy that we will next year spend 2 weekends with exciting competitions, the tour format in Canada, and I hope that US will follow up.
Great. So nice to see you. Thank you for your good work, and we'll talk again soon.
Thank you.
All right, this is Peter Graves from Varna, Bulgaria, with Vigard Olvang.
Okay.
Thanks,
bud. Did you understand my English?
Perfect.
Can I-